Yes, hello dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and as always, it is a pleasure and an honor to have an opportunity to connect with you and to share our perspective with you. We would like to take a moment to talk about manifesting consciously and really being able to manifest what you want. A lot of times you beat yourselves up and you berate yourselves and you have a very difficult time holding a high frequency, because when you're manifesting, you are doubting that you're manifesting. All right? You are constantly manifesting whether you are aware of it or not. So the challenge here is to get yourself in the driver's seat, to know that you are constantly creating every breath you take. You recreate your reality with every single breath. Now that's a lot to wrap your mind around. So let's just break it down to one single event that you're trying to manifest. How it typically works is you hold a high frequency of excitement and joy about wanting to manifest something because you are focused on creating something that's really good for yourself. And it's like climbing up to the top of a building and you throw the boomerang out to the universe, and the boomerang is your order. All right, you place your order. So the universe feels your order and brings it back, and that's how it would ideally happen. You are resonating in the same space that you are putting the order in at. What typically happens is that you look at your watch and you say, all right, it's been a couple days and it hasn't shown up, so it's not coming, it's not working. Or, I'm not good enough, or I don't really deserve to have this. And with each of those thoughts, you drop out of that frequency range. So when the boomerang comes back, you are no longer standing on the rooftop, but you've dropped out of that frequency and now you're standing on the fifth floor, and you just assume that your order is not there, all right? Because it got delivered someplace else. What else can often happen is that what you are asking for is a vibrational stretch for you, all right? In other words, the frequency that you typically hold and where the rest of your energetic field is vibrating is not as high as what you're asking for. So let us take the example of a relationship. You are asking for a loving, non-judgmental, supportive, all these other wonderful things in a relationship. You're asking for a mate who is an equal match. But perhaps you have a program of abandonment that is running. And until you clear that, you are no longer resonating at that high frequency where you're placing your order. So the universe wants to give you what you're asking for. And in order to achieve that, you are going to get back the program that is currently running so that you can see that it's running and so that you can clear the charge on it. To clear a charge, and all that means is to release judgment of an issue, all you have to do is to see why you created it or how it was of service to you in the first place. And when you do that, you shift your perspective on it and you release the charge. You are releasing judgment. And that's the whole point of this game down here on the planet Earth. You are learning how to release judgment and how to be in unconditional love. So how you will set it up for yourselves is that you keep asking for this thing, but you don't see it coming. What you see coming are your issues of abandonment coming up. The universe is still bringing you the thing you're asking for. It's just a little further down the road. And you've got to match that vibrational frequency. So once you clear this issue of abandonment, guess what? The thing you've been asking for is waiting for you because you are a vibrational match. So that's one of the things that you all get caught up in, and you doubt your ability to create the things that you want. So the whole idea is that you are conscious of what you are seeing reflected back to you in every moment of the day. That will help you to achieve faster results in seeing you getting exactly what it is you want, that you look at your fears as they come up and you examine them and you see why you created them. All right, how are they of service to you? The other thing that can happen when you are vibrating at a very, very high rate for a period of time is that all of a sudden You're feeling really good. You've got a good vibration going. And then you create an event which is very unpleasant for yourself. All right, so you can have an accident, or you could find that you forgot to deposit money in your bank account and you bounced a check, or you think, what have I done to create that situation? What you've done is that you've been vibrating at a very high rate. So you're doing what you wanted to do. What happens is anything unlike that high vibration that you're holding in your body comes up to the surface so that it can be processed out. So if you're focused on that high frequency, anything unlike it, all of your fears, stresses, and worries start to manifest in the physical world so that you can maintain that high frequency. Too often what happens is that you all beat yourselves up and start saying, ah, I've fallen out of that frequency. Why can't I stay in that high frequency? Well, it is going to be a process for all of you on the planet. There will be times when you feel that you are vibrating at a high rate, and you know that you are, and other times where you drop back down a bit. And when you are conscious that you are no longer vibrating at the frequency that you like to be in, then you make a choice to shift your frequency. You lighten up. So if you can focus on the fact that you are recognizing that you are not vibrating in joy and love and unconditional feelings, then what you're focused on is success, that you recognize where you are. Too often you will beat yourselves up. You berate yourselves for falling out of a frequency. And what you get is falling out of more frequencies. All right, so you're not holding that high vibration. So focus on the successes. Know there is constantly a shift in energy. There is no right or wrong frequency. Low is not bad. It is just different. High is not good. It is just a different experience. And when you don't have a charge to it, you're going to find that it's much easier to move between frequencies altogether. That is all you are ever doing is making a choice, experiencing that vibration, deciding whether you like it or not, and then making a new choice. It really is as simple as that. And when you are present in the now, when you are present in the moment, it makes assessing how you're vibrating, how you're feeling much, much easier. And that's really the goal where you're all headed, is to be fully present and to decide if you like where you're vibrating or not, without judgment. All right? You can not like it, but you're not charged to it. It's just neutral and not something that you want to re-experience. So we hope that this helps you as you move forward and you're consciously creating your own reality. That you all don't beat yourselves up and get disappointed when you see something that isn't quite what you were hoping for, what you anticipated or prejudged should be happening. That you stay neutral in the moment and see what is before you so that you can see all the programs. The whole point of this little exercise for you is to clear out your energetic field so that you can take the lightest version of your energetic body with you into the higher realms. So you all are doing a fine, fine job, and we want to acknowledge that and tell you job well done. So feel free to call on us at any time. You don't need an intermediary. You don't need Wendy to channel for you. All you have to do is ask for assistance and listen for the answer. And we will do our best to make sure that you receive it. And until then, we will be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes, dears.